Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Cefalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubcefalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Andy Coleman, welcome to Berg Vivant. You're one of our contributors. We're glad to have you here. And as it is Halloween season, it's also Rocky Horror season.
Indeed.
Those things are popping up everywhere. So you had the privilege of seeing Brisbane Management's production of Rocky Horror Picture Show. How'd it go?
Well, first, I really enjoyed it. I got to see what was called the invited dress. And it was before all the technical elements were officially in place. But I feel like I really got an excellent production that evening. It's one of the most unique shows I've ever seen.
Now, have you seen Rocky Horror Picture Show before?
I have. I've seen and I've performed in productions of Rocky Horror.
Who were you?
Before. I was Dr. Scott.
So okay, very good.
You should see these legs in fishnets. Spoiler alert, Dr. Scott was fishnets.
Well, and you look lovely in them now.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a shame that our friends on camera, you know, watching this at home can't see, but...
Understood.
But you pull them off lovely.
Don't pull them off.
Yeah, I would have thought maybe Riff Raff I could see you as. I don't know.
It's a high part. I probably couldn't sing it as well as some folks can sing Riff Raff. But I have the attitude I could maybe pull off Riff Raff at some point. But
and you've seen the film.
I have.
Yes.
Yep, the original.
I have as well. I've never seen a live stage version, so this might be a good opportunity to do it.
It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of things that are going to be similar if you've never seen a stage production and you're only kind of dedicated to the film. But there's a lot of things that are similar, but definitely some changes that you can't turn people into statues on stage.
Now, this was actually made into a Broadway musical. So is this the Broadway musical version, or is this just sort of a adaptation of the film to stage?
No, it's definitely the Broadway musical version. Not really any cuts that I could really recall any either. So it was in its full form and full giant cast and... really, really pulling it off in the very kind of raw form, but also fully produced. So the
interesting thing about this is that there's no exact location.
Correct.
How is this working?
It's unique, and without giving all the details away, it's a moving in the sense of you're actually moving, not necessarily emotionally moving. In some cases, it may be emotionally moving production where you show up at a secret location, which is actually, it's the Outer Skin in Munhall. It's a fetish wear type shop. And you are ushered through the shop by a young lady up into the holding area where you wait.
Which in a shop like that, holding may have a whole completely different meaning.
Literally and figuratively, it's a holding area. And then you're eventually met by Phantoms cast members. There's some cocktails and things like that available pre-show. And then the ride kind of begins. You're immersed in the production pretty much from the beginning you get there.
Yeah, because reading the PR, it's that you go online to get your ticket. And then I think when you get your ticket, you're told the secret directions of what to do and where to go.
Correct.
So by telling us that it's at this sex toy shop, was that revealing a secret to us?
Yes and no. I think it's pretty well known. I think by the time people have seen any of the publicity stills,
with the amount of time you've spent there in the past, well known to you, but let's not assume.
Right. I'm pretty much on muscle memory when it comes to getting to the Outer Skin. So,
The Outer Skin.
The Outer Skin.
What a clever name for a
shop of such repute.
Yes, yes, yes.
Did you take anything home with you?
I didn't. I mean, a couple of welts.
But, so this is immersive, then. Yeah, we probably should let them know that there is... Well, is there physical contact?
There potentially could be physical contact. When you show up, I don't know if this is an R-rated web series or not, but when you show up and you check in, basically, the only question that you're really asked after your name is, would you like to be fucked with or not fucked with?
Mm.
And depending on your answer, you get a colored lanyard, and your lanyard will determine how in depth you will become in the production as you're guided by the phantoms.
Now, come on, they ask me that at the public theater all the time. I don't know what the big deal is.
But our town has never been better. So
our town, God. Mm. So this is something. Yeah, I know we are, you know. We're we can get any rating for this video. You know, we might bleep some things, but yeah, the outer skin. So then, does the show perform all in one place, or the show itself then moves and you move with it?
The show itself moves, and if you're familiar with, again, the production itself, it all takes place as Brad and Janet are at. They're attending a wedding of a good friend of theirs. Mm-hmm. So it follows the path of them in the car down on the road to their car breaking down to showing up at the castle and within the castle. And it's very unique. Definitely come prepared to walk and be on your feet.
Now, this is interesting to hear you kind of go into detail there. If you had to explain this show to somebody that, you know, because I think we can assume, like, well, everybody knows what Rocky Horror is. You know, if you had to explain this show, let alone this particular production of it, to somebody that had never seen it before, how would you go about doing that?
I mean, honestly, it's really like you're in the scene. You're interacted with by the cast almost entirely throughout the production.
Right, but I mean, like, the story.
Oh, the story itself. Got it. Well, young lovers on an evening drive, and they have car trouble, end up, like you do when you have car trouble, look for a nearby house. This house happens to be a castle at night, and show up, and the folks that live there are unique, and they really take it from there, really. It's
I always kind adventure. Of felt that in some ways it was a little bit of a spoof of that, you know, old chestnut horror movie, like the car breaks down, you end up at the home of somebody very peculiar, mm-hmm. and then, you know, strange things, of course, ensue.
100%.
And they certainly do.
They certainly do, yes.
And it's a musical yet.
Yeah, the whole thing, yes, it's sung almost entirely throughout. There's a good bit. I mean, there is a good bit of dialogue, but it's mainly just to kind of move in between songs. There's some language, but it's not over the top. It's not swearing for the sake of swearing. There's some adult content, a lot of it actually, but nothing that it's...
If I remember correctly, yes, there he is.
Yes, so it's not necessarily for children, but some kids.
But if you would like to torture your kids, you please. But no, I think they do specify on the website that
there's... I think it's like an 18-plus thing, or 16.
They actually do kind of say that if it's comparable to something rated R. Mm-hmm. I believe I did see that in their press release.
Absolutely.
So come on down.
Yeah.
Fun for not quite the whole family, but enough of it.
And when it comes down to maybe some older folks or folks that have mobility issues, keep that in mind.
Because this will be, it's not a traditional seated.
Right. There was maybe one moment near the end of the production that I sat. So you're on your feet for most of the evening. So just keep that in mind. I think it's pretty accessible throughout the whole way. I mean, you can, in theory, you could get everywhere via a wheelchair, but it's some brisk movement on the occasion.
So for somebody that, you know, every Halloween and goes and sees the film in a theater, and, you know, whenever they show Rocky Horror, you're encouraged to do certain things at certain times, this is like a dream come true.
Absolutely.
Because it sounds you're even able to be more immersed than you would just seeing it with a bunch of other people who are just as crazy as you are.
Yeah, so the callbacks or the shoutbacks or whatever you call it are definitely encouraged. They have lists of them provided at the box office if you don't know and you want to participate. And the cast is encouraged to respond and interact with you while you say them. And
well, this could be a long show if they got a hold of me.
And but it does move right along too. That's the cool thing. It's performed without intermission, just clips right along, and it's pretty impressive.
You're selling me here. Now I myself always get terrified at audience participation. I don't know why this is a stupid thing, but I go to a play, and then when they come out into the audience, I'm like, oh God, just don't come near me, please. So I'm going to, I think, have to get over that to go to this, you know, because it sounds like you'd be working. A very active audience member.
You're surrounded by the show the entire time. There's no fourth wall there. It's you're on stage. You're as much a part of the show as the performers.
Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate your own performance as an active audience member in this?
I did not do many of the callbacks, but I was in the moment. I was participating along with my designated phantom. Whenever we were told to do certain things, we did follow right along, and without giving much away. I mean, that's really. Just pay attention. You're in the show.
So what steered you away from those couple callbacks?
One, I wasn't terribly as familiar as some folks are.
Oh, so you've got to like really know. Like you don't want to like look.
You don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
That yells Yahtzee or something. But there is. I mean, again, there are sheets that I just didn't pick up. But there were some folks that were certainly. So, very into it. So
there may actually be replay value in this. In other words, see it more than once 100%. Because it'll be different every time.
It literally will be different.
How's that for a plug, Brisbane management? Yeah. So how's the ensemble? I mean, I think the cast in something like this has got to be nuts.
Well, totally. It's absolutely an ensemble production with a few definite standout performances. But the cast is so into their character from pre-show when you first show up, you're in the show. Before the first note of the first song kicks off, you're 100% surrounded by folks that are in the ensemble. Principal characters are there, and it's very strong and very powerful folks.
Well, this is really a concept. You know, I can't quite think of anything to compare it to. It's certainly not dinner theater. It's, you know, not your run-of-the-mill Rocky Horror. It's really kind of a concept all of its own.
I couldn't help but initially think of almost like a choose-your-own-adventure, like Castle Adventure type book, except you're not necessarily choosing where you're going. Someone else is taking you there.
It's like don't choose your own adventure,
but it feels like you think you're gonna come see a show and you end up seeing everything, but it's it's a walking tour gone horribly right.
Huh.
Yes.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
So most memorable moment for you?
Most memorable moment. I'm actually not going to say it because it was one of my favorite moments in the show.
It'll be a spoiler.
It's a spoiler.
But what a teaser that is.
What I know. So it's near the end, too, so you have to stay.
Well, I don't know. Something like this, they might not let you go even if you wanted to.
The code word, or what's the safe word? Right. I don't know.
What's the safety word?
What's the safe word? Even, but no, I never felt like I was offended, not many,
or in danger,
or in danger,
or serious danger of bodily harm. Well, that's good. I do like to feel somewhat safe when I go to the theater. Mm-hmm. That's a good call.
But I guess when you say like favorite moment though, or favorite element of it, is just that, again, the environment that you are immersed in is so great, and it's a space that I've never even thought to think about going to see a show in the way it's currently being produced.
And again, that location is a secret, right?
Right.
Okay, so there's lots to look forward to here.
Absolutely.
Now I'm curious. I'm trying to guess, because I'm thinking, you know, Munhall Homestead area. Are they in Lowe's movie theater? Are they in Costco? Like in the frozen food aisle?
Maybe. At Costco? Among the fish sticks?
That's spooky.
Uh-huh.
That's very spooky.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. It sounds like something you could really enjoy taking your friends to, you know. Maybe not your grandmother or your baby sister, but certainly.
There were some grandparents there that evening. I saw some grandparents.
Well, how was the audience? I mean, how were their reactions to this?
The audience was very responsive. And, well, the big thing, too, with it being kind of the invited dress, it was friends of the production that were involved that were there, too. But everyone was very supportive and very, I guess, receptive is probably the best word I can think of. We had a bit of a talk back after the performance as well to give feedback, and everyone was just blown away by it. It really was something that was extremely unique. there are moments where you want to clap, but you're moving right along, and it's you're just kind of let it happen.
Did you get any insider info from the talk back, like from the director or producer or anything like that?
Yeah, I did from kind of from the get-go. I mean, it's been something that I think that they've been wanting to produce and needed to find the right group of people in the right location to do it. And by piecing together essentially the all-star cast of local performers and musicians, there's a live band for most of the production. During the some of the moving locations, they have some things on track. Oh. Literally, it's speakers and a sound guy going with you down on your adventures, and it's a technical masterpiece to be able to pull something like that off and to coordinate all of these secret locations. And it's something. Really describe much more than that, but yeah.
Cool. Well, Rocky Horror Picture Show runs from the 16th of October to the 31st, and this is being done by Brisbane Management Group. And for tickets, which is kind of a trick because of the secrecy, you have to get them online, correct?
Correct.
And that is at www.brisbane-management-group.com. Now, if you can't remember all that, we also have their information posted on Berg Vivant. We've got their press release in the shaker, and we'll have this info up on social media too when this video airs. So, yeah, hopefully folks will get out to see it and shake a leg and talk back and, you know, be absolutely thrilled going on a journey with these crazy people.
Absolutely. See it more than once. I hope to see it again. It's going to be different every time. It literally is. So.
True. Yeah. All right. In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk Magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.